One of my favorite saints is Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And many of you probably know some of her quotes, very pithy, small quotes that have a lot of punction behind it. So today I want to basically focus on the homily on her quote that says, "Small things with great love." Small things with great love. I want to start a few sections where we heard about small things in our readings today. So let's start with a village. It was prophesied from Micah, one of the small minor prophets. Micah is his name. And this is what we heard. "Thus says the Lord, you Bethlehem Ephrathah, too small to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me, only who is to be ruler in Israel." Again, Bethlehem, too small. Against all of the villages and towns of the Israelites and the tribe of Judah, who holds in several hundred years that the greatest love in the whole world would be born in Bethlehem of Jesus Christ. Another thing cool about Bethlehem, on a little tangent there, Bethlehem, the name in Hebrew, means house of bread. Just think in your mind what that means. Jesus Christ being born in Bethlehem, the name of the house of bread that we receive at Mass, like we do at every Mass, to receive the house of bread. The bread of Jesus Christ when he gives us his body and blood. Now let's think of two people that were not famous, probably not very well known at all. We know their names now, Mary and Elizabeth. And Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. Well, actually, you can add Zechariah there, that's three. And both these women that not many people know about were also pregnant. So you talk about a small thing. Think of the smaller ones, the smallest ones, as Mary, who was conceived not by a man, but the Holy Spirit, is a tiny child in her womb, Jesus, and Elizabeth, who was old, who was not barren to having a child, has one in a relationship with her husband, Zechariah, through God, with John the Baptist. So actually there's five people there that aren't very well known at their time. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit. "Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." We know earlier in Luke, we just listened to, again in the same chapter, later on the verses, when Gabriel came to Mary, who was 12 years old, 14 years old, and told her that she was called to have her child named Jesus. And she responded with the most important answer in the world when she said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Again, God showed the whole world by using the smallest things with the greatest love that we needed the most, His Son, Jesus Christ.